to the Department of Agriculture's first ever survey of hemp production. The industry is growing. The report shows it's worth more than $800 million. But it also found a glaring equity issue. 90% of hemp producers are white, just 6% are black. Harvest Public Media's Corinne Ruff introduces us to a family in Missouri trying to establish that state's first black-owned industrial hemp site and introduce other black farmers to hemp.
If you drive just northwest of Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks, you'll pass Mennonites and horse-drawn buggies and come across a curvy road that leads to a wrought iron gate. Behind it sits a forgotten piece of Missouri's black history, Lake Placid. The private black-owned cabin retreat thrived in the mid-1900s, but it's fallen into disrepair.
As you can see, we've got what I call dilapidation.
Brendalyn King walks around a group of old cabins built in the 1940s. They sit at the entrance to 244 acres of land that she and her partner recently purchased. They co-founded what they call the Salem Hemp Kings, and they're one of about 130 licensed industrial hemp producers in Missouri.
We want to be a black-owned hemp processor. We want that to be a part of our legacy. We moved here for this. We got a little sidetracked, you know, a little forks in the road, but it ended up being a nice road to be landed on.
It was a windy road for the St. Louis native and her partner Osai Doyle to Lake Placid. They first started growing hemp in Illinois in 2020, but their deal to buy land fell through. Then they found Lake Placid and fell in love with its history. Now, their goal is to use this hilly land as a testing ground to create hemp-based products, such as building materials to fix up these old cabins. King says hemp stalks can be turned into something called hemp herd and used as a wood alternative.
Anything wood can be used from hemp. So pressing that hemp herd together in like floor boards or wall boards.
This is a little atypical for hemp farmers. Most are growing it to make CBD, the plant extract used in things like lotions and oils. And Angela Dawson is trying to help more black farmers learn how to do that. She's the founder of 40 Acres Co-op, based in Minnesota. And she runs a mentorship program helping black farmers in other states, including Illinois and Indiana. Dawson teaches how to grow hemp for CBD on a small scale.
We are using hemp as the economic basis and stimulus for really creating opportunities for our businesses because, you know, you may or may not know, but it's really tough to be an organic farmer. It usually doesn't pencil out in terms of income.
She says growing hemp requires specific techniques and the right strain. Dawson has spent the last 3 years developing a hemp strain that won't test over the legal limit of 0.3% of THC. That's the psychoactive component of the plant. Testing too high can result in farmers losing their entire crop. Yet experts such as Leon Moses say access to capital and land are the biggest barriers to entry for black farmers.
No, I don't see a lot of opportunity, but I do see opportunity.
Moses is the farm superintendent at North Carolina A&T State University. He helped bring the industrial hemp program to the historically black institution in 2016. He says if the federal government wants to increase diversity in hemp, it needs to offer the resources.
First and foremost is provide either low interest loans or grants or those kinds of things that make funding available for those farmers that may not have the funds.
Back in Missouri, the Salem Hemp Kings have already jumped that barrier. They have their land at Lake Placid, thanks to support from friends. But King says it'll be a few years until they can plant their first crop, due in part to financial reasons.
I know that it's a lifelong process. I'm not going anywhere. So even to know that we have a lot of ideas, but also see my life horizon, I'm like, yeah, I've got 50 years.
In that time, King hopes to help other black farmers seize opportunities in hemp too. For Here and Now, I'm Corinne Ruff.